जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ऐ बो डौन् टु द गुरु हू रिमूव्स् द डार्क्नेस् आफ् इग्नोरेन्स् फ्रोम् द ऐस् विद् द कोलिरियम् आफ् नालेज्। मै मोस्ट् हम्बल् प्रणाम्स् टु मोस्ट् रिवर्ड् गीता प्रणामाताजि एण्ड् अदर् माताजीस् एण्ड् लव् टु डिवोटीस्। द मेल्टिङ्ग् ग्लेशियर्स् आफ् द है हिमालयास् फार्म् द रिवर् गेञ्जेस् विच् फ्लोस् थौसण्ड्स् आफ् मैल्स् ओवर् द प्लेन्स् and supplies life-saving water to millions of people. Similarly, Sri Ramakrishna, who for the most of the time of his life remained absorbed in Samadhi, the acme of spiritual experience, out of compassion descended to the relative plane of human existence to alleviate human suffering. His condensed spirituality, as it were, melted and flowed through his disciples up to the present Sangha Gurus, who carried his life-giving message to the world. Today, we are celebrating the auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima by chanting, singing, glories of Gurus. Especially on this particular day, every disciple wants to offer something mentally, intellectually, or spiritually, at the lotus feet of our Guru and feel blessed. The great Vyasa had written Mahabharata, Bhagavat, divided Vedic knowledge into four Vedas, 18 Puranas. The famous Bhagavad Gita includes in the Mahabharata. People get so much knowledge from these books. So, once, on the Vyasa's birthday, so many sages came from different places to pay tribute to him as a guru. Hearing this, Vyasa said, "I am glad that all of you have come here, but it is not necessary to come to pay homage. Here onwards, on this specific Purnima day, every year, I will enter in all gurus. So on this particular day, whoever pay obeisance to his guru and observe this Purnima, that is equal to think of me, to pay tribute to me, to observe my birthday." This is the source of Guru Purnima or Vyasa Purnima. Today, let us see a few incidents which throw light on Guru's grace and his unconditional love for his disciples. When the divine power manifests through some extraordinary illumined souls, they become gurus and have the power to illumine others, just as a lighted candle can light other candles. According to Vishvasara Tantra, gu means darkness and ru means remover or destroyer. So, guru means the person who destroys darkness, ignorance, or bondage is guru. Basically, there are three types of gurus. First, jnana guru. Our parents, from them we get knowledge. Second, vidya guru. We go to school, colleges, and get knowledge. And third, diksha guru. The person who gives initiation for realizing God. The guru transmits spiritual power during the initiation ceremony and connects the disciple with God through a mantra. This is called diksha or initiation. According to Tantra, di means diyate jnanam, gives knowledge. Ksha means kshiyate pashuvasana, destroys animal or worldly desires. Tulsidas says, Sadguru pave bheda batave jnana kare upadesh tab koila ka maila chute jab aag kare paravesh. As fire cleans the charcoal, similarly Sadguru cleans the mind of the disciple. So Guru is very important in our life. Sri Ramakrishna wonderfully described the role of a guru in this parable. Once a tigress attacked a flock of goats. As she sprang on her prey, she gave birth to a cub and died. The cub grew up in the company of the goats. The goats ate grass. This cub followed their example. They bleated, this cub bleated too. Gradually, it grew to be a big tiger. One day, another tiger attacked the same flock. It was amazed to see the grass-eating tiger. Running after it, the wild tiger at last seized it, whereupon the grass-eating tiger began to bleed. The wild tiger dragged it to the water and said, "Look at your face in the water. It is just like mine. Here is a little meat. Eat it." Saying this, it thrust some meat into its mouth. But the grass-eating tiger would not swallow it and began to bleed again. Gradually, however, it got the taste for blood and came to relish the meat. Then the wild tiger said, "Now you see, there is no difference between you and me. Come along and follow me into the forest." So there can be no fear if the Guru's grace descends on one. He will let you know who you are and what your real nature is. It is very important and necessary to receive a mantra from a guru. The word mantra is connected with the mind. Mananat trayate iti mantraha. That word is the mantra upon which one reflects to attain salvation. Really, it is amazing how the infinite God remains hidden in the seed mantra. Sri Ramakrishna said, "There is a great power in the seed of God's name. It destroys ignorance. A seed is tender and the sprout is soft. Still it pierces the hard ground. The hard ground breaks and makes way for the sprout." Sri Sarada Devi said, "Just see, how small the bija, seed mantra of Lord's name is. Yet from that springs forth in due course spiritual consciousness, ecstasy, devotion and love." The mantra purifies the body. Human beings become pure by repeating God's name. One day, the great Narada went to Vaikuntha and had a long conversation with Vishnu. When Narada left, Vishnu asked Lakshmi to clean the place with cow dung, to sanctify the spot where Narada had sat. Lakshmi said, "Why, Lord, Narada is your great devotee. Why then do you say this?" Vishnu said, "Narada has not yet received initiation. One's body does not become pure without initiation. Yo brahmanam vidadhati purvam, yo vai vedansha prahinoti tasmai, tamha devam atma buddhi prakasham, mumukshurvai sharanam aham prapadde." Desiring liberation, I take refuge in that effulgent one who projected Brahma at the beginning of the creation, who imparted to him the knowledge of the Vedas and whose inspiration alone turns my understanding towards the Atman. As Sri Ramakrishna said, the purpose of human life is to realize God, and for that one should have a guru. This illumined or Siddha Guru protects the disciple like parents do for their children. Guru's advice or instructions clears the spiritual path of his disciple. Once Swami Virajananda went to visit the mother at Jairambati. He had not seen her for a couple of years. and his health had broken down from practicing intense austerity in the Mayavati Himalayas. Holy Mother saw his sickly body. She shuddered, realizing that it was not a physical illness. She asked, "Where do you meditate? In the heart or in the Sahasrara?" He responded, "In the Sahasrara, because I love to meditate on that chakra and get immense joy." "My son, what have you done?" exclaimed Holy Mother. "One meditates on that spot in the final stage. Only the mind of a Paramahansa dwells there. Is it possible to keep the mind in such a high stages? One should begin by concentrating the mind on the Sahasrara or crown chakra, but then bring it down to the Anahata chakra in the heart and meditate there on the Ishtadevata." Virajananda had previously gone through various kinds of treatment and received a special diet. He had followed disciplines meant to relieve his mental fatigue and illness. Nothing had worked. Now he began to follow Holy Mother's simple instructions and slowly got well. Towards the end of his life, referring to this event, he said, "For this reason, one need a Siddha Guru or Illumined Teacher. If I had not received that advice from Mother, perhaps my life would have been destroyed. Probably, I would have been a permanent invalid or ended up insane." Only by seeing him, Holy Mother understood his problem and corrected his method of meditation. Really, it is a blessing to get Siddha Guru. Vedanta says, the people are hypnotized by Maya. They must learn to de-hypnotize themselves with self-knowledge, which leads to liberation. Only illumined guru do this with his unconditional love for his disciple. Aneka janma samprapta karmendhana vidahine atma jnanagni danena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I bow down to the divine guru who imparts to the disciple the fire of self-knowledge and burns away the bonds of karma accumulated through many births. Maybe this is the reason in the mother's song, Bhajo Bhajo Sarada Mai, we repeat the last two lines so earnestly, Kete Dao Mago Kara Mero Door Jagadananda Daini. Please, O Mother, cut the bonds of karma, O Thy bestower of happiness. The Guru who teaches what is beneficial for the disciple, and the disciple who is devoted to the Guru or who obeys the Guru's precepts and serves him. The word beneficial refers to spiritual knowledge or the goal supreme, and opposite of that is samsara. Guru leads us towards God and helps us to extinguish the world of desire. The relationship between Guru and disciple is like that of spiritual father and son. The earthly father begets a son, but the Guru saves him from the cycle of birth and death by showing the way to the goal supreme. One can repay the debt to one's father by begetting children who maintain the lineage and by performing funeral rites which carry peace and love to the departed souls. But the Guru takes one across the ocean of Maya, so his debt cannot be repaid even by offering him everything. To establish in God is the goal of human life. If one accomplishes this goal, his assumption of a human body becomes meaningful and blessed. Otherwise, he simply eats, sleeps, and procreates like jackals and dogs. He rotates on the wheel of birth and death indefinitely. This wheel of Mahamaya, the great enchantress, is called the world. Therefore, Krishna, out of compassion, said in the Gita, Anityam Sukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. having come into this transitory joyless world, worship me, otherwise suffering is inevitable. With his spiritual power, Guru removes the veil of Maya from the minds of his disciple. To do this, language, age will not be barrier. Saurabh Modi was a famous actor and director of Hindi film in Bombay. Towards the end of his life, his guru torn the veil of bewitching Maya from his mind. He is the best example to explain this. He said, "In 1918, I was then a young man. My elder brother sent me from Bombay to Calcutta to meet Holy Mother. I went to Bagh Bazar to see Mother, who was then very ill. After bowing down to the Mother, I expressed my desire for initiation. Out of compassion, she immediately initiated me. Although she did not understand my language and I also did not know Bengali, we communicated well without any difficulty. The Mother spoke in Bengali and I answered in Hindi. While taking leave from her, I said, 'Mother, I am going.' The Mother said, 'My son, don't say I am going, rather say I am coming.' I was unaware of the Bengali custom that one should speak that way while leaving. However, I returned to Bombay with a sweet memory of the Mother. Thus, many years passed, and now I am an old man. I almost forgot the Mother all these years, as I was busy with the movie industry. Now I am waiting for the call from above, and that call can come at any time. Now I have no attraction for this world anymore. The forgotten Mother is coming to my mind again and again. Those words of hers, 'My son, don't say I am going, rather say I am coming,' are ringing in my ears. I am coming to my Mother. This is the last realization of my life." We know movie industry is fully soaked in name and fame, and its glamour is full of bewitching Maya. But through Guru's grace, one cuts the bonds of Maya. This is how, even if one forgets Guru, Ishta, the compassionate Lord removes ignorance and delusion from human minds through the divine power of Guru. Shoshanam bhavasindhoscha prapanam sarasampadah yasya pado dakam samyak tasmai shri gurave namah. I bow down to the Guru whose charanamrita padodakam completely dry up the endless sorrows of this samsara and make one realize supreme wealth. In India, everywhere, we celebrate special occasions like birthdays of avatars and saints and other festivals. Purpose behind that, to recollect some memories and teachings of great Mahatmas, which inspires us to lead spiritual life. So today, on this special day of Guru Purnima, we'll see the relation between the world-famous Guru and his Shishya. They are none other than Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. From the following incidents, one can understand how much love Guru can have for his disciple. Once at the house of Girish Ghosh, after Kirtan, Girish conducted Sri Ramakrishna and the devotees to the roof where the meal was served. The devotees took their seats. Sri Ramakrishna occupied a seat in front of them. All were in a joyous mood. Sri Ramakrishna was extremely happy at the sight of Narendra, the beloved disciple, Priya Shishya, sat in the front row. Every now and then, Sri Ramakrishna asked how Naren was getting along. He had hardly finished half his meal when he came to Narendra with watermelon juice and curd from his own plate. Tenderly he said to the disciple, "Naren, please eat this." Then he went back to his own place. This is Nishkaran, unconditional love. Swamiji himself said, when Thakur heard that a proposal had been made about my marriage, he wept, holding the feet of the image of Kali, with tears in his eyes. He prayed to the Divine Mother, "O Mother, please upset the whole thing. Don't let Narendra be drawn." After my father's death, my brothers were starving. When Thakur met Annada Guha, one day he said to him, "Narendra's father has died. His family is in a state of great privation. It would be good if his friends helped him now with money." After Annada had left, I scolded him. I said, "Why did you say all those things to him?" Thus rebuked, he wept and said, "Alas, Naren, for your sake, I could beg from door to door." In this world, in Kali Yuga, where we can see this tender, careful, perfect relation like Guru and Shishya? Swamiji accepted this and he said, "He loved us more than our parents. He tamed us through love." Once he said, "Vayam Ramakrishna Tanayas Tad Rudaya Rudira Poshitaha." Yes, we children of Sri Ramakrishna, nourished with his heart's blood. Afterwards, Swamiji proclaimed, "Through love, one can conquer the whole world." Human beings suffer because of ignorance, and this ignorance can be banished only by the knowledge of God. The Upanishad says, "He is truly great soul who has the highest devotion for God and as much devotion for his Guru as for God. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurav." The mystery of God or Atman is unfathomable because it is beyond thought and speech. That is why one needs an illumined Guru who can show the way. To avoid developing a narrow Guru cult, all Gurus of the Ramakrishna order, from Holy Mother and direct disciples down to the present Swamis, have pointed out that Sri Ramakrishna is the Ishta as well as the Guru. Once in Jayarambati, after initiating Swami Sadhanananda, Holy Mother asked him to bow down to Sri Sri Thakur, saying, "He is your Guru." He asked her, "Mother, you have given me Diksha. You are my Guru." She said, "Thakur is your Guru and he is your Ishta too." Jnana Shakti Samarudhas Tattva Mala Vibhushitah Bhukti Mukti Pradatacha Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I bow down to the Guru who is established in knowledge and power and adorned with the garland of knowledge and who grants both worldly prosperity and spiritual liberation. In our order, Guru Shakti works through Sangha Gurus. The divine power or Guru Shakti can remove all types of obstacles from the spiritual path of disciples. Generally, we are interested in stories. Through stories or incidents, things get clear. From this incident, it will be clear that how this Guru Shakti works through one Guru to another Guru. One devotee of Sharada Math, she said, "I was revered Moksha Pranamataji's disciple, second president of the Math and Mission. After her, revered Shraddha Pranamataji became president of the order. Still, I continue to go to Sharada Math. In the year 2006, I went with my mother for a few days to Kashmir. At Pahalgam, we stayed for 2-3 days. There every evening I used to go to the Leader River for some time. Near the river there was one white Vedi. I used to sit on that Vedi and love to see how this river flows continuously, and it was wonderful to see sunset there. The previous day before we came to Kolkata, one man informed me that this is Muslims' holy dome, so don't wear slippers here. Next day we came to Kolkata. After coming home, terrible things started happening with me. I could hear horrible sounds, unknown words near my ear. Sometimes I used to feel somebody is walking by my side. Really, it was very horrible and so much fearful too. Anyhow, I managed for a few days. But one day at night, suddenly I got up from my sleep and saw my cot was shaking strongly. First, I thought maybe my stomach is upset. It must be gastritis, so head is reeling, or maybe earthquake. But after some time also, it did not stop. Then out of terrible fear, I ran to my mother's room. She also asked, "What happened at midnight?" But that time I didn't explain anything to her. Next morning, I ran to the Sarda Math and I opened my all fear to revered Shraddha Pranamataji. She said, "You are Thakur Ma Swamiji's daughter. Why fear? What fear?" I thought Mataji didn't understand me properly. And anyhow, I came to home. Next day, one Mataji told me that President Mataji thoroughly gone through your matter and said to her Sevika, "This girl, simply she won't get scared. If I could have said this yesterday to her, she would have become more scared. So I didn't say anything to her. Today tell her to keep this Vishwanatha's Nirmalya under her pillow, and every day before going to sleep, she should write Om on her bed, on the pillow, and all sides of the bedding. And after few days, let me know the effect." For some days exactly, I followed revered President Mataji's instructions, and really, afterwards, I didn't face any such problems and situations. In spiritual life, when fear, clouds of doubt, and depression hover in mind, we need someone to reassure us. Sometimes parents can't help their children, but for Guru, everything is possible. Guru can lift his disciple from any danger and safely put on the proper path, removing all obstacles. This is nothing but Guru's pure unconditional love for his disciple. Sri Ramakrishna is the avatar of the present age, an incarnation of God. He is Jagat Guru. His power and message are preserved by an unbroken Guru Parampara. This is the holy tradition that sustains the succession in the unbroken chain of precedence of our math and missions. This holy Ramakrishna order is started by Swami Vivekananda, so it will be appropriate to quote beautiful, strong, inspiring few lines written by Swamiji to his brother disciples. For us also, these lines will give energy, inspiration, and increase our faith to lead spiritual life. Kurmastarakam charvanam tribhuvanam utpatayamo balat kimbho na vijanasyasman Ramakrishna dasavayam. We shall crush the stars to atoms and unhinge the universe. Don't you know who we are? We are the servants of Ramakrishna. Pitva pitva param amrutam vita samsara ragaha hitva hitva sakala kalaha prapinim swartha siddhim. ध्यात्वा ध्यात्वा गुरुवरपदं सर्वकल्याणरूपं नत्वा नत्वा सकलभुवनं पातुम् आमन्त्रयामः. गिविंग अप द अटैचमेंट फॉर द वर्ल्ड एंड ड्रिंकिंग कॉन्स्टेंटली द सुप्रीम नेक्टर ऑफ इमॉर्टैलिटी. फॉर एवर डिस्कार्डिंग दैट सेल्फ सीकिंग स्पिरिट विच इज द मदर ऑफ ऑल डिसेंशन एंड एवर मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द ब्लेसेड फीट ऑफ अवर गुरु विच आर द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ ऑल वेल बीइंग. विथ रिपीटेड सैल्यूटेशंस वी इन्वाइट आमंत्रयामह द होल वर्ल्ड टू पार्टिसिपेट इन ड्रिंकिंग द नेक्टर. हियरिंग दीज लाइन्स रियली वी फील फॉर्चुनेट इनफ दैट वी हैव कनेक्टेड टू धीस होली ऑर्डर विच प्रोक्लेम्ड दैट ऑल पाथ्स लीड्स टू सेम गोल द सेम नेक्टर एकम सत विप्रा बहुधा वदंती. Let us today pray to Shri Shri Thakur, Shri Shri Ma and Swamiji to shower their choicest blessings upon all of us, to get highest knowledge and love which leads to liberation, the ultimate goal of our life. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Deo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.